Our earliest settlers first traveled to the area in search of game and furs, but lumber was our first major industry, as the St. Croix River Valley was rich in lumber's chief commodity, white pine. In 1837, the demand for lumber was high, and many loggers illegally cut timber on public land and sent logs downstream where towns had cropped up along the river with large mills set to cut boards. Hudson was one of these towns. Hudson's first sawmills were created in the 1840s and early 1850s. Look around Lakefront Park and remember the warehouses and steamboats lining the river area. Now add several sawmills pulling giant logs from the river to your vision. The mills not only provided jobs, but they also helped support other growing businesses, such as breweries, forges, and general stores. As is the case with most booms, a bust was just around the corner. The last sawmill whistle blew on November 10, 1917, signaling the end of the lumber era on the St. Croix River. When the blades of Hudson's last sawmill came to a halt, the valley had been lumbered out. Hillsides of stumps and Victorian homes were left behind as monuments to the now gone majestic and ancient white pine. This region was part of the largest white pine forest on the face of the earth, and it was all cut down in one generation. Locate Banner 6 and learn why Hudson had so many names.